I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, September 26. Coming up, Prime Minister says government not considering state of emergency for Western Jamaica at this time. JCF to reintroduce lottery scam task force and Chinese firm commits to upgrading of all part. The news in detail after this message.
Planning to install solar panels? Don't buy just any solar equipment. Get the best quality. Equipment should be certified by international certification companies such as UL or TUV. Visit UL.com or TUV.com to see trusted brands. Contact the Bureau of Standards Jamaica to ensure your solar equipment is approved for local use. Ask your supplier for proof your panels meet international requirements and ask about after-sales services, warranties, maintenance, and repairs. It's a major investment, so ensure you get the best. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Residents of Port Antonio and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, October 1, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the parking lot in front of the National Commercial Bank in Port Antonio. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, October 1, 10 to 3 p.m. at the parking lot in front of the NCB Port Antonio.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is not at this time considering the implementation of a limited state of emergency as part of efforts to curb crime in Western Jamaica. Mr. Holness says he remains confident that the security forces have the capacity to effectively address the issue.
I have met with the leadership of our national security apparatus here, and I'm confident, I'm satisfied that they are motivated, that they are committed, that they are going to do everything within the power of the law to bring the situation to heel. And I'm expecting that there will be results soon.
Prime Minister Holness is appealing to citizens to bring information about criminals and their activities to the police. He's also calling on citizens and the police to build a bond of trust in an effort to stamp out crime and violence. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is to reintroduce its lottery scam task force in a bid to curtail crime. Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams says operations will be heightened against lottery scammers, noting that the task force will become operational in Western Jamaica in short order.
It will require collaboration with the FBI and all of the other hard-working federal agencies from the United States with an interest in this matter, lottery scamming, to effectively stop the problem.
Dr. Williams was addressing a recent press conference for the handover of less lethal weapons to the Jamaica Constabulary Force by the United States government. Chairman of Chinese entity Jiquan Iron and Steel Company, JISCO, Chen Chunming, says despite the many challenges, the company will be making every effort to modernize the Alumina Partners of Jamaica all-part bauxite plant. Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Chunming said efforts to upgrade and improve all-part will require strong support from the Jamaican government.
Alpart is an old plant. Compared with other refineries, it has a very high operational cost. We face a lot of challenges because of the limitations in energy choice and the quality of bauxite. But JISCO will make all-out efforts to upgrade and modernize this plant in order to run it in the long term.
Mr. Chunming was addressing the recent signing ceremony for a framework cooperation agreement involving JISCO, the Government of Jamaica and the China Development Bank at the Office of the Prime Minister. On July 19, Russian mining company UC Rusal finalized a $300 million sale of the alumina refinery to JISCO. This led to an agreement for the rehabilitation and expansion of the plant, which had significantly scaled down operations since 2009. In the meantime, Mining Minister Mike Henry says the visit by JISCO's representatives and the China Development Bank is indicative of the importance of the project to upgrade all-part. He says it's also an example of the continued support of infrastructural development projects undertaken by Jamaica through assistance from the Chinese government.
This is called the Framework Cooperation Agreement between the Government of Jamaica and JISCO and the China Development Bank, whom I welcome once again. And as the implementation of the process continues, we will have three more agreements to sign: the establishment agreement, the fiscal agreement, and the agency agreement.
The China Development Bank provided the funding for the acquisition as well as an additional $200 million for the upgrading of the plant. The project is expected to generate up to $3 billion in investments over the next 5 years. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.